God for our consideration today as recorded in St. John's Gospel in chapter 5, verses 22 through 23. Here we read, "For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment to the Son, that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son honoreth not the Father who hath sent him." In the Apostles' Creed, believers have for centuries confessed that Jesus Christ, who suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried, rose again from the dead, and ascended to the right hand of God the Father, and from thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. Jesus' first coming was to fulfill the righteous demands of God's holy law, and then to make atonement for the sins of all by his innocent sufferings and death on the cross. But when he comes again, it will be to judge the living and the dead. The Bible clearly teaches that Jesus Christ, God's Son, will be our judge on the last day. St. Paul wrote to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, that the Lord Jesus Christ shall judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. And in Romans 14, verse 10, he wrote that we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Jesus himself, in John chapter 5, verses 27 through 29, said that the Father hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice and shall come forth, they that have done good to the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil to the resurrection of damnation. And Jesus describes this judgment in the parable of the sheep and the goats, recorded in Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 through 46. And so Jesus said, "For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment to the Son, that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son honoreth not the Father who has sent him." What does this mean for us? Jesus is coming again to judge the living and the dead. Those who honor the Son by believing his word, repenting of their sins, and trusting in him and his atoning sacrifice on the cross for their sins, will be spared in the judgment. Their sins are forgiven. They have been pardoned and forgiven for Jesus' sake. But those who do not honor the Son by repenting of their sins and trusting in him as the Son of God and their Savior do not know or honor the Father either, and will die in their sins. They will be condemned on the last day, the day of judgment. It is as Jesus said in his conversation with Nicodemus, recorded in John chapter 3, verses 16 and 18, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." We pray. Dear Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God and Son of Man, forgive my sins for the sake of your holy blood shed on the cross for the sins of the world, and cleanse my heart that I may honor you as my Savior and my Lord. Amen. Thank you.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Be acceptable in your sight.
Scripture is quoted from the revised 1883 Webster version of the Bible.